This is a really an exciting, exciting piece. And I was mechaven to a maramakim here that I'm also very excited about, that we'll hopefully get to, which will empower our Yom Kippur. Okay, b'pasuk, we're on Daf Beis, Parashas Noach. B'pasuk, Ketz Kol Basar B'Lefanai. So Hashem says, he's not saying this to anybody in particular, but Hashem writes in the Torah Kedoshah that Ketz, strange language, like in English we would say I've had it with him, but it's just an awkward language for the Torah Kedoshah to use, Ketz Kol Basar. What's the Ketz Kol Basar? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, and if you look at the Gemara there, it's not as clear as he makes it here, but it's certainly fairly inferred from the Gemara. Shechet the Dor HaMabul, that the sin of the Dor HaMabul, Hoya Sheshicha Suzarim, that they destroyed their Zera. So, Pashtus of the Gemara there is, where it's referenced in the Pasuk, is the Pasuk there says, Chazal tell us Nigmara Dinam El Alagezel, right? But nonetheless, the Pasuk there says, the same Pasuk there, no, what's the language of the Pasuk? It uses the language of Hashchasa. Ki Hishchis Kol Basar Zdarkei Al Ha'aretz. That's what the Pasuk says. So they basically, instead of using their Zera to create humans, they destroyed their Zera. Ulazeh Le'mahani Tshuva. So he sets you off right away. Now you know why people didn't learn Divrei Chaim, because in the second parsha he says this. Why would anybody want to learn a sefer that says this already in Parshas Noach? But you'll see in a moment that this is not, he's not staying with that. V'hinei be'emes, the truth is, l'chayre m'vayar b'kra, he says, I don't understand how you could say, how can the Zohar Kodesh say? Well, first put together the first two pieces. First two pieces is that was their problem. Stage two is tshuva doesn't help. So he says, how can that be? It's right meforish in the Torah. Kuf chaf shana sheyasu tshuva. He gave them 120 years of Noach's making the teva, where they had an opportunity to do tshuva. How could the Zohar Kodesh say that tshuva doesn't help? If it says that the Rebbe Yisrael gave them 120 years to do tshuva, and what's more, on top of the 120 years, it says that rain could have become Gishmei Bracha. Right? The first 7 days of the rain could have still been salvaged as being Gishmei Bracha. So, the tshuva doesn't help. You see beferish in the Torah that Hashem gave them 120 years plus 7 days. So clearly tshuva does work. Vigam la'acher hayrada. Haya, that's even after the rain had started. Shim Yasu Tshuva Yigishmei Bracha. So even after the rain had started, they had the opportunity that if they would have done Tshuva, it could have turned out that it would have been a Mamash Bracha. Well, the Chari Neged, I'm a Voyash, Le'mahani Tshuva. The Chari, that it's a direct contradiction to the fact that Tshuva doesn't help. Ach Be'emes, next paragraph. The Fiya Mevoya Bisvarim. This is really spooky and really cool. According to what it says in the Sefer HaKadoshim, "Da hador hamabul hayam me'ha'ilamei shebarach Kadosh Baruch Hu." So he goes right into the Yesod, and many of the Sifrei Chabad are based upon this concept, where he talks. Now, let me just for a minute go into the Likut Torah from the Alter Rebbe, where he talks about why would the Rosh Hashanah take a neshama that was chutzava betachas kisei hakovod, that was nehena yoshev and nehena meziv hashchina, and put it into a physical body into this world? What's the point? You can say you could do Torah mitzvah, so how could you get higher than Nehenem Mizev Hashchina? So he says that the Neshama Taka is created in Eilam Abriya, if you want. There's certain tzaddikim are created under the Matzilus. But the body comes from Eilam Atoyu. Eilam Atoyu, the Nefesh HaBahamim comes from Eilam Atoyu. Eilam Atoyu is higher than the whole structure of the Eilam Atigun, which is the Atzilus Briya Yitzya Asiya. And if a person acts responsibly and according to Torah with his body, then he's able to elevate the neshama that's in that body to a place higher than where the neshama came from. That's the whole Tachlis Abriya, according to the way the Eitz Chaim, we'll see here from the Pri Eitz Chaim, according to the way the Arizal explains it in the Baal Tanya's Hezver. So he's going to touch upon that here. Where did this whole koyach come from that the Nefesh HaBahami was able to come from Olam HaToyu? How did Olam HaToyu stuff get into our Olam HaTikun? If we're living in Olam HaTikun, so how did any component of that Olam HaToyu come into here that we can elevate it and then by doing so elevate our neshamas? So
I'm not sure why not.
Where did it come here? Where is it? How does any component of that Olam come
into
our being? So the process
simultaneously.
Well, you'll see. So he says it's a process called Shviras HaKelim, right? So the Svarim HaKadoshim would throw around those terms. The difference between the reason it's called Olam HaTikun versus Olam HaToyu was that in Olam HaToyu there was tremendous amount of Oyer and there was not Kelim separating that Oyer, and therefore there was this tremendous clash of these different koiches that created the Shviras HaKelim, which created the Netzoytus HaKadosh. So we'll get into some really cool stuff, mamish hafodika stuff about these Reish Peches Netzoytus, but that process allowed these Netzoytus to come into this world. Okay, that process of Shviras HaKelim. Now let's take a look how it's brought. By the way, it's not strictly Kabbalistic. This is sourced in there's a Medrash Rabbah that talks about this exact same thing, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Bayer Olam HaMachrivan, and so this language is actually going to come straight from the Medrash.
These Olamos were Tekufas?
It's hard to say because there was no time. You're dealing with, it's not in time, right? It's all happening simultaneously, as you said earlier. It's all,
right.
So
that's what I thought of originally, but then
right,
the way.
I don't know what to do with it. Bottom line is we can only think in time, so we might as well just do it the way we can think about it. But knowing that that's not the case. So look at it inside. So the generation, that generation that we're talking about, that those neshamas were, they were from those worlds that Hashem created. And the Rebbeinu said about those worlds, I don't like this. Now, chas v'shalom to say that the shini rotzen by Hashem. Hashem doesn't change his mind, right? So, he did this on purpose. They have a hole in the mevoi. When they first started coming out with the chassidus mevoeris, they have a whole nisbach on this concept of Shviras HaKelim, where they point out that it's apikursus to say this wasn't an oops moment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all done deliberately. Therefore, dugmasa nasu b'poil deiris halalu. Their image, similar to them, was made bepoil. In actuality, these generations, you hear what he's tying here? He's saying that these generations were really, in a certain way, doomed from the start, because they were comprised of these incredible nitzaitis. They had an incredible amount of kedusha in them. V'nevdu min olam. But because they blew it, therefore, they were lost. Okay, now, we know that Hashem doesn't make anything for naught. He's not a human being who has regrets. And therefore, those creation of those worlds, hagam shenechrevu, although taka they were destroyed, machmas shoma dein lehanyali taka, because the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, I don't like the way this turned out. The way he's touching up that there was not a moment of regret is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo created them to create an impression that was going to be an everlasting impression. What's the impression? By the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Olam HaToyu, yesh gam bezeh ha'olam ha'bechira b'yad ha'adam. Look at what he's saying here. That the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and destroyed and said Dein Lehan Yali gives the power of Bechira Biyad Ha'adam, not stam, that because of this we have Bechira. But you know what the power of Bechira is? You know what the Koyach HaBechira Biyad Ha'adam is? L'kayim Ha'ilam Ha'yidei Ma'asim Toivim. We have the ability to create worlds. U'lahachrib Chas V'Shalom. To sustain, okay, fine. Through our good deeds, So due to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the Bria the power of creation and destruction, those sparks that came from that period, the Rishima of that period, gives human beings the Koyach of Bria and Machrev Zayin. David's pointing out that it's not Bria, it's Kiyum. Kiyum is different than Bria, which is really true. You know, man cannot be Bria anything. Churv Machim we're very good at. that we're very talented at. Now, Vine Kimoi came Bidaramabu. The same applies to that generation of the flood. Hagam Sheni Muchum in Oilam. Even though Pashtus, you learn in the Torah, that they were completely obliterated from the world. So we would imagine they're gone for good. Says the Rechaim, not true. Mikol Makom Mevayer B'Svar Magdashim B'Shem Arizal. The Svar Magdashim bring Shenitzrifu Nishmasam B'Mitzrayim. That they were the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael. The Dara Malbol were the same Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and that's why they had to go through Kushi Ashibet B'Chayim B'Levena B'Avayda Kasha. They had to go through all of that stuff to atone for what they did in their first appearance in the Dor HaMabul. Heima b'nei Yisrael sheyatzu b'Mitzrayim. The Dor HaMabul is the generation that came out of Mitzrayim. Interestingly, it says that they first came back in the Dor HaFloga. So they came back once in the Dor HaFloga, and then they came back again as Klal Yisrael in the Yetzir Mitzrayim. Now, also he says it right here. Bina be'emes, kama lamas vil gilgulim hayu ad shabah adava the tikkun. Biridas Yisrael the Mitzrayim with Mitzrayim. The truth is that there were already many worlds and many gilgulim even before they came to their ultimate tikkun in Yiridas Yisrael the Mitzrayim and their exodus. However, ubavineseinu harabim adayin le'nigmara tikkun. We're still being misaken what took place then. Now, Pashtus is that generation of Yetzir Mitzrayim died in the Midbar because they had their tikkun. That's the Pashtus Advar. Here he's saying, Adayin L'Nigmar Tikkun. Now this Adayin L'Nigmar is an Avedas Yisrael in the name of the great Maggid.
Why would the Pashtus be that they completed their tikkun?
But that's why they died.
Dor HaMabul died.
Right. Dor HaMabul were punished. You could say that the Dor of Yetzir Mitzrayim were also punished. But let me just share with you what he says here. This is a very interesting Maramokim. I thought I saw it here.
Ultimate maybe tikkun is
later on. We'll come. Oh, here it is. The ultimate tikkun.
This tikkun
right.
That he's referring to.
We'll be by Mashiach. Here, listen to this. This is incredibly powerful. The Avedis Yisrael from the Koshnitz of Magid. Parshas Miketz. Reish Peches Nitzoitzin Kadishin Naflu. 288 sparks of Kedusha came into the world. And this is what the Svar Magdash referred to when it says those seven kings that lived and died, and the seven kings that lived and died, those are these, that the Alufa, the Malachim, Shemolchu, Kaidim, Shemalach, Malachim, Lubnei Yisrael, right? Ubnei Yaakov Yardu, says the Kodesh Magid, that the Bnei Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim to get what? Lishbar Bar. It's the only time that terminology is used in the Torah. What's bar? So in Cheder they translated it as grain. It's Reish Beis. Okay? So they went down because Mitzrayim had an incredible concentration. Out of the 288 sparks, bar, 202 of them were in Mitzrayim. Okay? That's what they went to get there. Beside, says the Kodesh Magid, that's the secret of Vigam Erev Rav Alu Itam. The mixture of Reish Beis went up with them. Why did they have to go up with them? Because since Klal Yisrael couldn't finish the Avodah in Mitzrayim, So the Moshe Rabbeinu, well, everybody asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu take them out? He knew that they were going to be toast because those people that went out still had within them the Reish Beis Nitzotzes that Klal Yisrael had to bring out of Mitzrayim. So Gam Erev, the mixture of Rav with the same bar that Yaakov Avinu went out to Mitzrayim to get, all the Uitam they took out with them because they still had to finish their work. Hafla v'fela. Okay, and says the Kashrus Magid, Anachnu tzrichim oid levar peivav nitzoytzin. We still have 86 sparks. Al yidei shar goliyusenu. The Marnaim talks about the same thing. The Marnaim says that therefore we wander from country to country, from place to place, because each one of these places still has sparks of kedusha that we have to elevate. And interestingly, the Sfasemis says in one of his pieces, on, I think it's on Pesach, where he writes that as soon as we almost finish elevating all the sparks in any given country, the goyim of that country turn against us and chase us out of their country. That we are the creators of anti-Semitism.
So we should slow down.
Right, exactly, right. Chas v'shalom. Listen to this. L'chein,
because that's where Hashem's way of getting us to the next place.
Exactly. Exactly. And no, he says, what's more, we've taken all the good out of them.
So we know there's no.
There's no. Exactly. L'chein romez lem Yankiv v'shivru lanu. Yankivinu says, go down because there's this Rav. And he says, v'shivru lanu. Lanu is Pevav. It's in the same pasuk where he says, go down to get the bar. He says, there's still going to be left over. Lanu. My descendants are still going to have to wander to get the other 86. And he concludes, V'oz nichyev le'namus, if we're able to rectify the 86 also, then we'll live v'le'namus. We won't have to die pa'macheres begolus. Then we won't have to wander in any other goliath. If we're able to get this whole reish peiches in one time, then we can finish it all off. So he brings that this is all from the Arizal. Umaysha Allah Elo Elohim is Peivav Nitzaitzis Acherim. Not sure why that works. 40, 50. Is 86, that's what it is. Elohim. Moshe went up, he tried going to fix the other. That's right, it's 86. Yeah. He says they taka were misakin it as the Aseres Adibri start by Dabr Elikim, but he concludes Ach Bechetam Chazer by the Cheta Egel, the 86 sparks were lost and we had to go back and fix them.
288
total,
and then an Erev Rav, and then another 86 also down there.
The Erev Rav was because they didn't finish the 288. They left early. Had they been there the whole time, they would have been able to fix it. But because they left early, they had to go out with them. Now he brings. He brings the Yalkut Ruveni, brings B'Shem Sefer Gala Razia, revealing the secrets. Tuf Tuf Kuf, that's 974 generations were Megulgal B'Mino Anushi, these same Neshamas, and that's why Klal Yisrael became so fruitful and multiplied in Mitzrayim, because it was all the Neshamas from the Dor HaMabul. He says Azivait in the name of who is he writing from? The Nezer HaKadosh, who was one of the main Pirusha of Medrash Rabbah. That other Mirishan in his Chet, all these Nitzaitzis HaKadoshes fell into the Imkia Klippis. They were Megugel and Lavan's sheep. Lavan is Bilam V'chulu. Yankiv came to be Misak in all those Neshamas, which is why he had so many sheep. And then he took them down to he was able to elevate them to the Madrega of an Adam, and that's why they were able to go down to Mitzrayim. So Yaakov Avinu was the one who was poiled that they went from a Chai to a Medaber. He took them up one level. Okay, now we answer this question. So remember, he asked this theory before. V'im came, next paragraph here in the Rechayim on Daf Beis. V'im came and may the move on. According to this, we understand. Im hema ba'atzmam asua tshuva. It's an incredible thing that he's saying here. Had that generation themselves, the Dara Mabel that sinned with this particular chait, had they done tshuva, they would have immediately elevated and rectified the world. Because we see that since they didn't fix it, so now we're given another chance. In Mitzrayim started an entirely new opportunity for tikkun. The yugma la'osid mitzvah Hashem. And the tikkun of that chait will be rectified with the coming of Mashiach. However, had that generation done the appropriate tshuva, then it already would have had the tikkun, as there will be be'ez kates. Notice the word that will take place by the time of Mashiach, and the worlds would have already come to their full rectification.
Without a Klal Yisrael.
Right. Or that would have been the Klal Yisrael, whatever. Then you have to go into the whole thing of Yidiyah and Bechira, and you know,
you don't want to do that.
You don't want to get lost in those woods.
So, not to get technical, but it seemed like the tikkun did take place by Matan Torah, but they lost it, Chet Ego, so it was before Yimus Mashiach. So in that
momentarily, right? There was a tikkun of those.
Now could only take place.
I'm not sure that tikkun that he was talking about that took place by the Matan Torah wasn't necessarily the tikkun of the Chet. He was talking about the Halos and Tzaitzis. I'm not sure that those are synonyms. Okay, so now he's going to answer the kasha for us. That's why now we can understand that the Sifrei Musar write to the Chet Zeh Loi Mahani Tshuva. That for this particular Chet, Tshuva doesn't work. Why? The Inyan Tshuva, the concept, as the word suggests, is Lahachzir Adama Shekilkel V'Yisaknoi, is to put back whatever a person did that he corrupted and fix it. This chait goes back to a time that was not just symbolic, but was the essence of the creation of Eilam HaToyu. That was that generation. From the Melochim, from the seven kings, Shenechrevu. This chait is the example, Shiyotze, that a person goes out of the norm, Vizireya Dovar, and he plants something, Shaya Bekoyach Lahilid, that once had the potential to give birth, Viliyaz Bria, to come and to become a child, and instead, Umashchisa, and the person destroys it. For this reason, tshuva doesn't work, because there's no way for a person to go back and fix that which is unfixable. It's going to take the tikkun, it's going to take Mashiach to come. It will be fixed simultaneously with the worlds that were destroyed. And as we see, since this tikkun has taken now several thousand years, but this is a very exceedingly difficult tshuva.
Why is it more undoable than murder, say?
Well, he's not going to. You're going to see in a minute that he's not. He's going to fix what he's saying. Why is it different than murder? Murder, you took something that was already nivra and destroyed it. So why isn't that worse than taking something that potentially is, that has the potential of creating? See, what I think he's saying here is that it's a throwback. That the reason tshuva doesn't work is because the chet itself is a throwback to the Dor HaMabul. And the Dor HaMabul's tikkun is not going to take place till the Gemara Ketz. I think that it's that power of association that he's referring to. V'chein be'emes, Dor HaMabul lo yhoye mahanidu tshuva. For this reason, the Dor HaMabul, tshuva didn't work, rak im hayu oisim ha'tikun ad sefer ketz, unless they themselves would have done it. So what he's suggesting here is that had they done the tshuva, it would have worked. And he's going to talk in a minute about what would have been required. But since they didn't do the tshuva, look how many years it's taking for this to happen. So he says, he said, therefore, it does say in Svar Magdashim what the tikkun is. You know what the real tikkun is? Excuse me. Limser nafshe l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's required is mesiras nefesh, b'shtoikikus rav, with an incredible yearning and thirst, ad dikduk shel nefesh, until it mamish reaches a person's essence. When a person has that kind of mesiras nefesh, umesukan b'zem ashechov v'alamus ubaadikates, that will bring every individual person to the Ketz. So he's saying that there's a collective Ketz, which is Mashiach, and there's an individual Ketz that each person has, which is this issue of Hishtoikikus Adikdukas Shel Nefesh, to come to a place where the person says, I expire in yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's we'll see in Mitzvah next time we meet, the raid and the different swarm about the different examples of, you know, this makes it look like it's untouchable, and we'll see examples of this.
I mean, the way this line says it, it's an emotional avoda.
Right. Hishtaikikus. Adik dukas on nefesh. What's the other option?
Serious nefesh.
The pile. Right. He's making sure to say that that's not what it is.
It's like you strip strip all the layers down to who you really are.
Dikduk shel nefesh. Right. We'll see some more examples from the Devar Chaim himself where he talks about it.
So he said above, Barak Lasakian ad Gemar Ketz, meaning Gemar Ketz, meaning the Ketz of the Mabul. They could have done tshuva before the Mabul.
He's saying that there is a they could have done it with their Ketz.
Meaning they could have done it before the Mabul.
Right before the Mabul, and before they were all destroyed, and we can do it with our own Ketz. Our Ketz is our Hishtoikikus Adikduk Shel Nefesh. So the next thing is just an amazing, independently amazing thought. Well, Lezeh Amar HaKosuv Shapir Ketz Kolbosa. The Torah is telling us a message here, not about that generation. Torah is talking to us about us. He's telling us, Ketz Kol Baser Bolifana. The Rebbe Shem is telling us, I want you to know how in every generation, when this chet comes up, this is how you're misaken it. It's Ketz Kol Baser Bolifana. At every time, in every generation, there is the opportunity of tshuva. What's he saying? Look at this. Dine Shemati Ma'admar HaChocham Zatzal. You're not going to find anybody else in other Sfarim referring to their Rabbeim as my Rebbe the Chacham. He's talking about the Rav Shtzeruch, who is a incredibly sly and clever and person. And this is, it's brought in Zera Kodesh in Rosh Hashanah. Hasevel Umalim, it's Kedai to say, well, we'll see, we'll learn the piece together. But look what he says here. She'ain shum kitzur chet yochel lover lifnei kisya kovet. Machmes kiddushose. There is no such thing as a prosecutor who can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the chet that a Jew did, because how dare you bring something as foul as a chet to the kisya kovet? Elamai. V'amar b'shem es Sifri Musar. So he says in the name of Sifri Musar. Shabbat Ilam Shemachriz and Achait. that in the one place where they do announce the chet, toivlin oisei oilem kama v'kama tefilas, they have to mamash take that world to the mikveh many times with lots of chlorine to get rid of the contamination of the mention of the chet. If you can't even if that oilam where the machriz in the chet has to go through many tefillas, so for sure they can't bring the chet to the bayir kol elamim, to the creator of all the worlds. Ashatar naim le yiradavara, that he is who is pure, right? Can't see anything evil. So how do they report? How does this get reported? Says the Eidik Rabbis Tzurav Lachen and Nichnas Me'akitrug Rak Shoyrish Hakdusha Shenimtza Ba'Avera. The only thing that gets reported to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nikuda of Kedusha that exists in Avera. Now, this is such an easily corruptible idea. You got to be really careful with this. D'bechol Dava Ba'Olam, everything that exists in the world, Yesh Bo Eizenitzitz Kedusha. There has to be a spark, otherwise it couldn't exist. So therefore, uba averos, you know what sustains an avera? What sustains a person while they're doing an avera? Hachiyu shebehem ushaideze yachalasis tshuva. You know what gives chait its kiyum? You know what gives a person its kiyum while they're doing a chait? It's the mitzvah of tshuva that's embedded in every chait. It's the opportunity that will exist for the person to do tshuva. He says, he heard this, Shamati, I heard this from the Rav Shitzurov. Shebohem hu shal yedezi yachlasis tshuva, u gedoy lebali tshuva. It's not stam that there's a nitzitz of chet, of kedusha, but it's even more so that this chet is going to allow this person to become even a greater person, because bali tshuva are greater than tzadik kim gemur. You see how easily this can be corrupted?
Why is it a kitrug then?
So when they want to report this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the prosecution is when they come to report it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say to the Rebbe, you know what, you really got great news, God, so and so has the opportunity to do tshuva for this and this avera. Because for every avera there is a rectification through tshuva. Kol echad keroi kvi amavayer besvarim. Every avera independently, as the svarim explain. V'zehu akitrug. This is the prosecution. Sha'isay sha'aso avera. That so and so who did the avera yisaken keroi. Better do it right. That's the kitrug. The kitrug is that we got work to do. That, you know, we want to get off with clapping on al chet on Yom Kippur.
It's the negative image of the avera, or the positive image.
Well, whichever way you do it.
Oh, I don't understand. So you're saying the full tikkun is he has to have.
There's a great opportunity.
Full problem of tshuva. I mean, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be difficult. Now that he goes on to explain that right now, b'nei kasafti. So that's the Rav Shitzurov, and he writes over there. Hasoivel umalim ayin misoyrim. We'll see it inside. It's a gorgeous piece of Zera Kodesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals his eye even from that level of kitruk. V'ine kisapti. I wrote, the tshuvas dor amabel hayetzorich liyas adigduka shal nefesh. We wrote before that if the dor amabel was going to do tshuva, it needed to be to the point, mamish, where they couldn't exist any longer. Uk she is sakin adakates, and to go all the way till their end. You hear? He's dashing on the words of the Rav Shitzurov. What did the Rav Shitzurov say? That how does any chait come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The only way a chait can come before Hashem is in the message of tshuva. What was the way that the Dor HaMabul could have done tshuva? It was through chaits. By they're going all the way till the end. So Hashem is reporting, Kate, Kol Basar, Bol Lefana. You know what came before me in the Dor HaMabul? The fact that this generation could have done tshuva all the way Adik Duka Shal Nefesh. Unbelievable touch. The Zamak of the Shmokha Kate, Kol Basar, Shabol Lefana, Shabit Sikhim, the Sakan Adak Kate, that they're going to need to rectify this Adak Kate. Umavar Biswarim, Tzvarim say Sha'isius Minatzvach. Right, you have now the Kates, the end tzaddik, all those letters. Hemekayach Sha'isius Shebetayra. They are the individual kayach of the Isius v'Naisin and Gvul v'Kitzva. The reason they're called the end, in Yiddish they're called, even in Hebrew they call them the Sophos, is because they place an end to something. So now, v'nidara mabel shepagmo b'tavasem b'loi gvul v'soiv. Due to the fact that the Dora Mabel was so entrenched in this Avera, that they were into the Taivas without limitation. So therefore, Pogba Ba'isius Anal, they were Pogim in the Isius of all the places where there should be ends, where there should be limitation. However, Vini Ikecheta Ma'i Ba'isius Memnun Meminatzvach. Their main pigam was in these two letters, Shara Shatevis, the Irshatevis of the men and the nun. We know from the language that's used, again, the Sifri Chabad uses this all the time. It's called, the Sirusa de Lesata is called Mayin Nukvin. It's called the feminine waters, Vehema Pagma Bezekim Avayabim Farshim. So all that's left, since they were pagim in those two, is v'nisher oisiyos tzaddik peichov b'gematria gimel shemis mem hei samach gimel ayin beis. Those are three of the tzirufim of the Shem Avaya. There's four tzirufim of Shem Avaya. So this is three. Im yud oisiyos b'chol shem kibavaya b'ksav. Okay. So we got to go back now and revisit some of the yesodis that he explained here. Let me just see, there was one other note that I made over here. Oh, so one of the things we got to take a look at is that this idea that the Rosh Tzuruf brings, although it seems that he doesn't quote it, that it really comes from the Magid and is quoted in the Erech L'Chaim, that everything has to have a nitzitz of Kedusha. So if that's the case, how do Averus exist? So he writes them, the Koyach HaTshuva that's concealed in the Avera itself is that which sustains the Avera. Alright, we'll take it up from here, Im Yetz Hashem, next Monday. Be'ezras Hashem. Yeah. It's just such a